Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On March 10th, 2023, SpaceX is possibly planning to conduct a significant test of its Starship program at its Boca Chica test site in Texas. Now, this test will involve the use of 33 Raptor 2 engines on Booster 7, and this is in preparation for the upcoming orbital flight test. The test follows a successful testing of Booster 7 with 31 Raptor 2 engines in the past. Now, Raptor 2 engines are a critical component of the Starship program, providing the spacecraft with the necessary thrust to lift off the ground and reach orbit. And the Raptor 2 is an upgraded version of the Raptor engine, which has been used in previous SpaceX rockets, and the Raptor 2 engine is more powerful and efficient than its predecessor, making it a perfect fit for the Starship program. Now, Booster 7 will be used in the upcoming test, and it's a prototype of the Super Heavy rocket that will be used to launch the Starship into space. The Super Heavy rocket will be the most powerful rocket ever built, capable of generating over 70 million pounds of thrust. And the Booster 7 is equipped with 33 Raptor 2 engines, making it one of the most powerful rockets ever built. Now, this upcoming test is crucial for the Starship program, as it will provide valuable data on the performance of the Raptor 2 engines and of the booster. And this information will be used to refine the design of the spacecraft and improve its capabilities for future missions. And this test is also significant because it will be the last major test, possibly before the orbital flight test of the Starship. And the orbital flight test will involve launching the Starship near orbit and perform a controlled landing off the coast of Kauai. This will be a major milestone for the Starship program, as it will demonstrate the viability of this spacecraft for future missions, including the NASA Artemis missions. Now, this test is expected to be conducted between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. from Boca Chica's launch site in Texas. And the site has become a hub for the Starship program, with multiple test flights and prototypes being developed there. And the site is ideally located for space launches. Mostly clear skies, low population density, in the middle of nowhere, about 20 miles from the nearest city. And to ensure the safety of the people and the property in the vicinity of the launch site, SpaceX has issued a notice to mariners, a NOTMAR, for the upcoming test. This notice establishes a hazard area that extends out into the Gulf of Mexico. And the hazard area is necessary to prevent any ships or boats from entering the danger zone during this test. The NOTMAR also provides information on the date and time of the test, as well as the type of test being conducted. And the information is critical to safety officials and other stakeholders who need to be aware of the test and its potential impact on the surrounding areas. Now, this test is expected to generate a significant amount of interest from space enthusiasts and the general public. SpaceX has become known for its high-profile launches and tests, which often are broadcast live on the internet, not just on SpaceX's channel, but on numerous channels on YouTube. And this test is likely to be no different, with live coverage and commentary, possibly commentary from SpaceX, but other experts in the field as well. The Starship program has faced many challenges and setbacks since its inception, but SpaceX has persevered and continued to innovate throughout that time. And the company has developed new technologies and techniques to improve the performance and reliability of this gigantic spacecraft. And one of the most impressive feats of the Starship program has been the successful landing of the Starship prototypes. SpaceX has developed a unique landing system for the Starship that involves the use of multiple engines to slow the spacecraft down and make a controlled landing. And the system has been tested successfully, sort of, a few times, which demonstrates the feasibility of the technology. And the Starship program has also been a major boon for the space industry as a whole. SpaceX has challenged the traditional space industry by developing new technology and reducing the cost of space launches. And the company has developed reusable rockets that can be used for multiple launches, reducing the cost of space launches by a significant margin. Now, this program has also opened up new possibilities for space exploration and research. The spacecraft's ability to carry large payloads and perform long-duration missions makes it ideal for scientific research and exploration of the Moon and Mars. The Starship program has also generated interest from organizations like NASA, which has signed a contract to SpaceX, which will provide transportation and services to the lunar surface for the Artemis missions. Now, overall, the upcoming test of the Starship program is a crucial milestone in the development of this spacecraft. The use of 33 powerful Raptor 2 engines on Booster 7 will provide valuable data on the performance of this spacecraft and its capabilities for future missions. The test is also significant because it's the last major test, hopefully, before the orbital flight test of the Starship will be a gigantic major milestone for this program. And this is a huge step forward for space exploration and research for the future. And the development of the spacecraft has been a long and challenging process, but SpaceX has persevered and continued to innovate. The upcoming test of the Starship program is a company testament to the dedication and the advancement of the boundaries of space exploration and making space access more affordable for everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the show today, everybody. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button, I'd greatly appreciate it. If you like SpaceX, if you like space exploration, if you like spaceflight, please hit the subscribe button because we bring you a new episode almost every single day. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care.